God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Increasingly, we live in a somewhat hostile and definitely lonely world. People have more access to others than they've ever had before, between cell phones, email, texting, and so on. We have access to just about anybody we wish to speak with. And yet, people seem more alone, more marginalized than perhaps ever before. You see subway cars and buses and buildings full of people all caught up in their own individual worlds with their eyes on their phone, their ears plugged with an iPod or some other thing. And it seems like we're increasingly living in silos, lonely people. Well, I want to tell you something. If you're serving God, you are not alone. And you need to remember that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, Paul says, "We then, as workers together," what a wonderful word, together. And it gets better, "together with him," referring to the Lord. "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain." So we're workers, and we're workers together with the Lord. And Paul says, "I beseech you." Now, for whom does he beseech these people? Well, if you look at the previous chapter, chapter 5, verse 20, he says, "Now then, we are ambassadors," we're representatives for Christ, "as though," or just as if, "God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to God." So, God is working through us. God is working with us. We are working for him. And in chapter 6, again, verse 4, "But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God." So, for Christ, with him, of God. He goes on to say in verse 6, "by the Holy Ghost." So, in every way, when we serve God, we are not alone. You know, the Bible tells us later in the chapter we're not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Well, the counter to that is we are yoked together with the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What a wonderful truth that when you serve God, you never serve alone.